Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. Love to talk to you. We are going to be talking about some real estate today. One of the things I've noticed as I've gone into homes, as I've watched people live in their homes, while I've watched people say, I need to leave my home, it's not accessible anymore, I thought I would share some tips about that, because when I hear that word accessible, people often imagine that the home looks like a medical facility or an institution, but accessibility is really about making everyday life easier, making it safer, making it comfortable. It's not about age. It's not about ability. It's about when you're designing a home, think of some things like this. If you're remodeling, if you're making a change, if you've got a contractor in your house, go for some of these things, because the things I'm going to talk about work well for everybody, not just someone who may need that accessibility. Some of these improvements are very simple. Better lighting in hallways, stairways, bathrooms, have a cute little light in the bathroom, can help prevent those falls and those trips. Again, nightlight helps with the middle of the night getting up. Lever door handles are much easier to turn than the knobs are. So if you're thinking about any kind of updates, maybe new knobs, pretty ones, but lever kinds so that they are easier to open. And especially when your hands are full, your grip is not as good. And go ahead and think about changing the levers on your doors. Maybe take a look at the pattern of your furniture. Rearranging the furniture sometimes might give a clearer path. We don't even think about that, but walk through your house, walk around it. Are there obstacles? Make it accessible. And then we talk about bathrooms. They really deserve their own attention, because they combine the slippery surfaces with very tight spaces. And one of the things that I like to remind people of is grab bars and towel bars. They are not the same. They look similar. They're both mounted on the wall. They are designed for completely different purposes. A towel bar is meant to hold a towel. No big deal. But a grab bar is designed to support the person's weight. And if someone loses their balance and reaches for the towel bar, it could be a disaster. So think about, you can use grab bars to hang your towels, but you can't use towel bars to grab to hold yourself. So hang your towel someplace else, or if you've got an extra grab bar, no problem, but be careful. I have seen that too many times. In fact, a lot of the homes that I go into, I see that the towel bars themselves are loose or pulled out of the wall or not even there anymore, because that's happened. Again, accessibility means thinking about how easily you can move through the house. Can you walk through the room without weaving around that furniture? Do your doors open easily? And is there enough space to turn comfortably? Often, better flow is just as important as any physical upgrade. Some things in the kitchen can make everyday tasks easier. Again, good lighting, easy to reach storage. Think about pull-out shelves. If you're going to put in a microwave, think about the drawer microwave that's below counter. You should not need a step stool or get into a yoga pose to grab your coffee mug. The best part about accessibility is that it really does benefit everyone. You don't need an injury, you don't need surgery, you don't need to have a significant life change to appreciate a safer, more thoughtful home. And just like you do not wait for the storm to buy those flashlights, don't wait for a problem to make these innovative improvements. Homes should support the people who live in them. This is not a special design. This is just good design. Anybody have any other suggestions? I will take them. I think this is important. I think look at your own homes. Look at your parents' home. Look at your neighbor's homes. If you see something that looks unsafe, maybe rather than fussing at them for not having it right, buy them a new grab bar or night lights or something like that as a gift. One of the other really convenient gifts also is a clock. Yep, a clock can be very convenient. How many times do we get up, we say, what day is it? Oh, I thought it was Sunday, when, especially after a holiday weekend. They make these very, very nice clocks. They don't look like handicaps. They don't look like they're just for older people, but they have the date and the time and the year and the temperature right on them. They're not expensive. Take a look at them. You can find them all over the place. This could be something that's very, very helpful for everybody in the house. You can get large ones, hang it on the wall near where the TV is, get a large one near the kitchen, and get one for next to the bed. It really does help all of us. It's not just for handicapped, accessible needs. So I think that's enough about that. But I would love to hear anybody who's got other very simple things that we can do in the home that make things easier and safer. Next week, we are going to have a guest. I have been interested in modular homes. I have people ask me about modular homes. And next week, I am going to have a guest. We're going to feature modular home construction next week on the radio. I've got the president and CEO of Impressa Modular. and his name is Ken Semler, S-E-M-L-E-R. I have heard him present. He's excellent. He lives and breathes modular homes like I live and breathe real estate. So tune in next week. And if you have any questions about the modular homes, give me a call so I can answer them next week. You know, some of these calls might be, questions might be about building codes, or does it have to have a permanent foundation, whether you can finance it, who do you contact to get a modular home, and it's all kinds of things that we will ask of our guest next week. So tune in. We'll be talking about modular homes. I am looking at a home right now that when you look at it, you go, what do you mean that's not a single family home? This home is kind of interesting. I've had people show this home and don't even realize that it's a twin rancher. It doesn't look it from the outside. It's attached on the short ends. If you would fly over it, it looks like a long, low rancher. Give it a look. Don't bypass it because it says it is attached or twin rancher. This is a home that you just wouldn't know it was attached by the way you live in it. Again, very good for anyone. It's accessible. It's attached only by that short side, but you have separate yards, separate driveways, and the best part, it is like a single family home. This is a three bedroom, all on one level. Everything you need. It's simple. It's comfortable. It's practical. Designed for peace of mind. Again, you get your own fence backyard privacy. You get your own driveway with entrance right into your kitchen. Convenient. It's designed for peace of mind. And inside, as I say, the access that it has to there are three bedrooms. Each one has access to the bathroom. Give me a call. I would love to tell you more about this home. I think we've got a showing today and another one next week. If you'd like to see it, get in touch with me or talk to your real estate agents. And somebody said, oh, I don't really want to live in an attached home. And I said, why? Well, you can hear the noise and I'm concerned about fire safety. And I go, wait a minute. All condos, all co-ops, all townhouses, all of them, duplexes, all are attached. Every apartment is attached. Some of them, they're even stacked, so you've got somebody above it. This one, this house, it's not stacked. It's not side by side. It's definitely built to code. It's got privacy. It's got security and peace of mind. So you can enjoy the benefits of single family home. And if when your guests arrive, if you don't tell them, it is not noticeable that is an attached attached home. So take a look at it. You can go online and look at the home. It is in the Parkville area. It is ready to move in. Give me a call. And it also is a home that is under $350,000. So we've got a accessible, affordable home ready to move in. Give me a call, 410-530-2400, if you're thinking about it. We will be back right after the break. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call, leave me a message. Text me 410-530-2400. Since this show is all about real estate, let's talk about some houses. I have got a home that it could be your ideal home. If you're looking for a large colonial, if you're looking for a home that's in the 7 Mile Lane area, which is 21208, if you're looking for some privacy, if you're looking for a large piece of land, actually the land visually is much bigger than what you own, but there's plenty of room. It's less than a half an acre, but it's a level yard, lots of connecting yards, very private setting. It's a hidden gem. It's just a bit away from the hustle and the bustle, and you can enjoy the best of both worlds. Peaceful retreat and yet very, very easy access to shopping, a mile or two from the Beltway. Very, very convenient. It has an eat-in kitchen. It has sliders, two sets of sliders to the deck, one from the kitchen, one from the dining room. There's main level entrance in the house. There is a den family room on the first floor. There is laundry and a half bath on the first floor. Someone who saw the house yesterday was even talking about making the den with the fireplace into a primary bedroom, which is a good idea. You've already got the plumbing there for the second bath. For a full bathroom, you only need a shower or tub, and you have the laundry, and you have first floor walk-in living. It also has four nice-sized bedrooms, two full baths upstairs, big eat-in kitchen, gas cooking, and it's convenient. As I say, it includes the laundry on the first floor, which is really nice. Some people would, this is a perfect house to just go in and bring it up to your standards. Make it fit you. New windows, new window coverings, that kind of thing. Think about it. You have room to grow because should you choose to, this home allows you to add addition to the house. It could be a two-story addition, maybe on the side, maybe on the back. It could be for an addition of a garage because you've got a huge, big space for a garage, or to extend the house. Maybe you could, again, put that first floor bedroom in-law apartment added onto it for the future. It is a really nice house to have to live now, plan for the future, and there are good entertainment spaces. As I said, living room, dining room, wood floors, and it also has a large basement, partially finished. You still have area for another laundry room down there, or since there's already plumbing there, another full bathroom. There is a convenient door that goes to the outside from that lower level. And the neighborhoods, you really should drive around this neighborhood. You are finding small houses that are being either torn down or added on to so that they become, I've seen, drive around, a few little McMansions. And this house gives you that ability. Living in it now, the size that it is, which is generous, or moving forward and maybe later on adding more bedrooms, more baths, expanding the basement, that kind of thing. So if you're interested in a three-level colonial home in the 7 Mile Lane area near Smith Avenue, please give me a call. And if you're thinking about renovating your own house, maybe come take a look at this and see if this isn't a better house for you. Again, located at 7617 7 Mile Lane. It is a canvas for your imaginations, and don't miss out. If you're working with an agent, give me a call. If you have your agent, give me a call. I showed it this week to someone who had no idea that this home was back there. It is a little private driveway, and it is smack next to the junior high school, which makes it really nice, plenty of playground room, although you have enough with this house, great hills if it's snowing, and if you have big entertaining, you need lots of parking, use the school parking lot. So again, 7617 7 Mile Lane, if you have any interest, please don't hesitate. Give me a call. Go look it up online. Go look it up on my website. and let's talk about it. I think it's a really, really special buy if you are thinking about it. Maybe you know somebody who'd like to live in the neighborhood. Another home that I will be showing today is another one of my very special properties. It is my stone cottage. It is the best maintained home for a home that is at least 80 years old. The care of this home, the floors, the ceiling, the electric, the heat, the air conditioning, every single thing in this home is absolutely perfect, done with perfect craftsmanship. It has a metal roof, a 10-turn roof, and it has heat and air conditioning. It would be delightful for a couple, for a single person. It's two bedrooms, one bath, with the expansion possibility of the attic is ready to use right now as offices or bedrooms. Or you could make separate rooms up there, lower level, also finish, plenty of space for playroom, for office, for workshop, and or entertaining. Give me a call if you're interested, or call me if you're interested in seeing it today. I can show you after the 2 o'clock showing. It is located at 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. That is in zip code 212-09, not far from Smith Avenue, south of Smith Avenue, north of Cross Country. If you're interested, let's talk about it. Other home that I have, if you're thinking, as we were talking earlier about accessibility, if you're thinking about not wanting to take care of the roof and the lawn and the gutters and the green space outside and sweeping your front porch and raking the leaves, and you're ready for a co-op, I have several that could be perfect for you. I have a large 3-bedroom, 2-bath in really beautiful condition that is coming soon, if you're interested in that, with a full balcony and laundry, and that one is accessible. There's even a walk-in tub there. Give me a call if that might be interesting. I also have another one that is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom with a laundry, a corner unit, also with nice views from the very large balcony. That one is going to be a bargain for someone. That is an estate sale, and that is priced very reasonably. Give me a call. Have your agent give me a call. Let me give you some more information about that. And the other one is a spacious co-op that is all in one room. You've got a studio condo, large enough for beds and kitchen and bathroom and closet, but it's perfect for one person. Maybe you have a college child that needs a place. Maybe you are single and you are in town for 3 or 4 years and don't want to invest in a home, this would be perfect. The co-op fees include just about everything. Your utilities are all included except for a little bit of electricity. You have door maintained people, park your car, garage, party room, front desk. It really is luxury living. We're talking about 11 Slade. And it's interesting, the few people whose homes I have sold to and then resold because they were moving to Florida, I have talked to them lately, and every single one of them are saying that no matter how luxurious and how much they paid for their condo in Florida, and some of them were exorbitant, that they do not have the amenities and the care that they had at this co-op in at 11 Slade. Interested? Please give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. We're going to step out for a break. Call-in number here, 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number. If you can remember my name, Margaret Rome, I have, you can go to the website titled margaretrome.com, see all of the properties that I have. Or if you don't remember this and you drive by a house with my sign on it, you can just Google that address. I make it very easy when your home is listed with me for you to be able to find it. I have a half an acre buildable lot in Baltimore County. It's a corner lot. And one of the questions I want to ask our guest for next week, who does modular homes, I'm going to present this lot to him and see if it's possible for this lot to receive a modular home. So we'll talk more about that next week. And one of the other homes that I need is a, well, I don't need, I'm looking for, I have someone who is, I need 2 and 3 first floor bedroom condos. Inexpensive. I've got somebody that wants to live there. He wants it cheaper. He wants it low condo fees. If you have anything that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. I need, I have a caller who has a home that he's telling me about. It's not on the market yet. It is on the water. It is not far from Martin State Airport. It's three levels. It is very move-in ready, very contemporary. On the water, it does have a main level bedroom or an in-law suite. It is ready to move in, 2 to 3 bedrooms. Give me a call if you're interested in a home like this. It has its own pier. Don't have the address for you right now, but if you're interested in a home, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, looking for a home on the water, move-in ready with the three levels, your own pier, gorgeous views, give me a call. This might be a home when the seller is ready that you might be ready to take a look at this. I don't know how quickly he is going to be ready to sell, but I think if we have somebody interested, we can certainly talk to him. So again, if you are thinking about this, living at a home on the water, and you don't want it to be too far from Baltimore, this might be the place. So again, give me a call, 410-530-2400. Let's talk about ways of getting your home sold. I made a list of things that I do to help you when I take a listing, what I do to get the property sold. I know we could do the three P's. We could do what I call put a sign in the ground, put it in the MLS, and then sit around and pray. We have a few more things that we do other than that. I know everybody says it's online. You don't need what I'm doing, but I think special homes require special advertising and special attention. I show my own properties and I answer questions about them. So selling a home really doesn't have to be overwhelming. You could have different strategies which can make the process easy, maybe more successful. I want to give you a few of these ways to attract buyers, maybe stand out in the market. Number one is the way that I blog. I blog daily, talk about my real estate journey by sharing the market insights and personal stories. I create a platform for buyers to see what I have. And in those daily blogs, there are multiple articles about each home that I have on the market, not just one, but 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on how long the home is on the market. I tell you about them on the radio show. I think we have an engaging platform where these buyers and sellers can connect with me. I have agents all over the country through my blogging, through Active Rain, which you've heard me talk about it. The readers and the people who respond appreciate the valuable information. These are agents from all around the country. This week I had an agent comment on one of my blog post, and this was the same agent that helped me sell a house a few years back. I had a dear friend who was teasing me and daring me and saying, you know, if you're so darn good, why don't you sell my condo in Florida? I went, okay. And what I did is I contacted my friend. Her name is Elise Berman. I just spoke to her this week. I said, Elise, it's listed. They're going to cancel their listing. They are ready for you to come over and sign the paperwork, get this place sold. We did that. The next week, Lisa Elise called in to the radio show here to talk about her new listing in Florida. And this was, doesn't happen all the time. This was pretty miraculous. Someone was listening to the show on the at the Florida flea market who called me, and I gave them Elise's number, and they bought the house. That's probably one of the most unusual, incredible stories I can come up with. But all of these different ways, I think it had been on the market for probably six or eight months. And I know that they were very frustrated. And, you know, I did look like I was pretty special when I got it sold that first week. Again, I can expand the reach with this radio show. You can hear how when I have a house that is coming soon, that somebody's thinking about selling, I can get a preview on. Not necessarily, I won't give the address, but if you're thinking about that certain kind of home, that's something that I can keep my eye on when somebody calls and says, I'm thinking about selling my home in next month. I'm thinking about selling my home at the end of the school year. I'm thinking about selling my home when I retire. Tell me about your home. Give me the time frame that you'd like. When I talk to buyers, when I talk to real estate agents, I know about those properties, and I say, here's somebody that in the future, maybe very near future, is going to be selling. Let's see if we can't match you up. And that would give you really, you know, you're a step ahead. You know about the houses before they hit the market. Also, I do traditional advertising. I'll tell you more about that. We're going to step out for a break. Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400. I am right now getting a text from someone who had called in last week about aluminum wiring, and he wrote a really, really long text. I have done some research on it, so Al, I'm going to tell you what I know about aluminum wiring. Take a listen. When you called last week, you asked about the safety. Is aluminum wiring safe? And the short answer is it can be, but it deserves a safety conversation. Aluminum wiring was commonly installed in homes built in the late 60s and 70s when the copper prices were very high. At the time, it was code approved and very widely used. Finding aluminum wiring doesn't mean anyone did anything wrong. But the concern usually isn't about the wire itself, it's the connections. Aluminum expands and contracts more than copper does. And over time, that movement can loosen connections at the outlets, at the switches. If those connections aren't properly addressed, they can overheat. So here's the good news. They are manageable. Aluminum wiring is manageable. Many homeowners live safely in home with aluminum wiring. What you need is a licensed electrician to inspect your system. If needed, recommend all the approved solutions and make the connection safer. Occasionally, you might need full replacement, but it's not always necessary. So from a real estate perspective, aluminum wiring is not an automatic deal breaker. What matters is knowing what you have, knowing who to call if you have aluminum wiring. If you have not had it checked, get yourself an electrician immediately in the house. If there's an electrician out there who would like to call in and maybe correct anything that I'm saying, I did some research, as I said. I hope what I'm giving you is the right information. But the one thing I want to share with you is knowing what you've got, making sure somebody documents that work. This isn't a panic issue. It's a planning issue. When you control safety, when you handle safely and correctly, the confidence replaces that fear you've heard about. Just because somebody says, oh no, you've got aluminum wiring, you've got to have it all replaced, get a professional opinion. If you're unsure what's behind your walls, don't guess. Ask, inspect, make informed decisions. And any questions, call your local electrician, ask them about your house, bring them in just for peace of mind, and have them check your electric connections. You are listening to All About Real Estate. We will be back next week. And next week, if you have any questions about modular homes, we're going to have a guest on the show. Some of the questions could be, you know, asking about design changes, or what I want to hear is if this lot that I've had would accommodate a modular home. So stay tuned. You can reach me after the show. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.